listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I'm going to talk to you about something unusual. I'm going to talk to you about imprisoned angels. Reading to you from Jude chapter 1, there is only one chapter in the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 6, where we read, "And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day." In warning Christians about dangerous people in their midst, Jude brought three examples before his readers. The examples were meant to show the certainty of judgment against these dangerous people. This would encourage Christians to know that God and his cause would always win out in the end. In Jude verse 5, we read the first bad example. It was the rebellious children of Israel in the wilderness. Now, in Jude verse 6, we learn of the second example of certain judgment. Jude wrote, "The angels who did not keep their proper domain." Jude's letter is famous for bringing up obscure or controversial points, and this is one of them. Jude wrote of angels who sinned and who are now imprisoned and waiting for a future day of judgment. So who were these angels who did not keep their proper domain and therefore sinned? We only have two places in the Bible where it speaks of angels sinning. First, there is the original rebellion of some angels against God. You can read about that in Isaiah chapter 14 or in Revelation chapter 12. Second, there is the sin of the sons of God described in Genesis chapter 6. Now, this is a controversial passage, but consider an aspect of Jude verse 6 that is easy to agree on. These angels prompted God to uniquely imprison them. They are reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. God judged these wicked angels, setting them in everlasting chains. Apparently, some fallen angels are in bondage, while others are unbound and active among mankind as demonic spirits. By not keeping their proper place, these particular fallen angels are now kept in chains. Their sinful pursuit of freedom put them in bondage. In the same way, those who insist on freedom to do whatever they want are like these angels. They are so free that they are bound with everlasting chains. That's not freedom at all. True freedom actually comes from obedience. Consider this. If angels cannot break the chains that sin brings upon them, what makes any human being think that they can break those chains? Friends, only Jesus can set us free. Now, this example teaches us two lessons. It assures us that those who cause trouble to the church will be judged, no matter what their spiritual status had been. These angels at one time stood in the immediate, glorious presence of God, and now they are in everlasting chains. If God judged the angels who sinned, he will surely judge those who deceive God's people. It also warns us that we must also continue walking with Jesus. If the past sinful experience of these angels didn't guarantee their future spiritual state, then neither does ours. We must keep persevering and be on guard. Friend, don't get caught trusting in how things used to be with you and God. The imprisoned angels stand as examples of those who once enjoyed great privilege, but now they're bound by their own sin. Today, how are things in your relationship with God?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.